My mom is 81, and she's having trouble walking, taking care of herself, and remembering things. There are expectations. My mom feels I'm her daughter, and I should be able to do for her.
Sometimes the help they need is more than we can do alone. CARE makes it easy to find senior caregivers who live nearby and know how to help.
I love my mom, but I need some help.
The best decisions are made with CARE. Find help for your mom or dad at care.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, my peoples. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are so happy you're hanging out with us on this beautiful Friday across America. Wow, do we have a lot going on today? It's nonstop. You know, normally during the summertime, Grace Baker has this little inflatable swimming pool, and she fills it up, brings it into the news bunker, fills it up with water, and she's got one of the, like a folding lawn chair, and she's got one of those little Tupperware cups with the umbrella, and she's drinking a fruity beverage. But not this summer, because we're just so darn busy. Not so much going on. Today, Open Line Friday. So here's how it works. So for all of our new listeners across the Fruited Plain, if you make it on the air, you make it past Grace Baker, the toughest call screener in America. If you make it past Grace, you can come on this program and talk about whatever is on your mind. And we reserve that. You know, a lot of people want to call in during the weekday, and they want to talk about, yesterday I think we had somebody that wanted to talk about rutabagas. So well, we weren't talking about rutabagas yesterday. We wanted to stay on topic. And Grace Baker, you know this, we want to always make sure that the callers stay on the topic of the day or the segment. That's how we do things around here. But today, ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday. And thank God it's Friday, because we've got an opportunity for you to talk about whatever is on your mind. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So there's a lot of political news we're going to kick off the day with. The most important being a brand new Associated Press poll coming out, and it is horrible for the Democrats, which means it's great for America. According to Axios, President Biden's approval rating has hit an all-time low. Only 73% of Democrats polled, by the way, approve of Biden's presidency. I'm stunned it's that high, only because Democrats buy gas and they eat bologna just like everybody else. But the numbers, roughly 2 in 10 people who were polled said the U.S., only 2 in 10 believe the U.S. is headed in the right direction or that the economy is good. Democrats, by the way, the drops were concentrated among Democrats, with only 33% say the country is headed in the right direction. That's a 16% point decrease from April. So there you go. Not looking good for Joe Biden in the polls. And that's great news for Republicans. But it's also an important thing for us to understand and keep this in mind. That's why it's all the more important that we elect the right kind of Republicans to Congress in the midterm elections. Vitally important. That being said, you folks in Georgia, what the heck is going on in your party right now? Now, it seems to me that there is some sort of a civil war underway within the Republican Party in Georgia. You have Mike Pence, who is backing Mike Pence is backing Brian Kemp, who is the incumbent governor. You have President Trump, who's throwing in behind David Perdue, the former United States senator. The latest polling data is terrible. As a matter of fact, the latest Fox News poll has Brian Kemp with a 32-point margin over David Perdue. This is mind-boggling. Now, the reporting is that Perdue has gone dark, not running any ads. I want to read this report from NBC News. Mark Caputo, Alan Smith, Peter Nicholas writing, dark on TV, trailing badly in the polls, written off by Republican political insiders nationally and in Georgia. Former Senator David Perdue's once-spirited primary challenge to Georgia Governor Brian Kemp appears to be sputtering in the home stretch ahead of Tuesday's vote. NBC News is reporting that President Trump has washed his hands of Perdue in Georgia. According to NBC News, even the man who recruited Perdue to run against Kemp, former President Donald Trump, seems to have given his campaign up for dead. That's according to three Republicans who have spoken to Trump. They say Trump has groused about what he believes is a lackluster campaign effort from Perdue. Trump is not planning to make any more personal appearances in Georgia on Perdue's behalf, having sunk enough of his own political capital in a race that looks like a lost cause, said a fourth source, a person close to the former president. Quote, David either has a bunch of geniuses working for him because he's basically spent no money, or he's run the most flawed campaign in America, one person told NBC News. Is that true, you people in Georgia? Have you seen the Perdue ads? Is he spending money? Is he out on the campaign trail? Is he just running a lousy campaign? Or do people love Brian Kemp that much? Now, according to NBC News, the Perdue campaign hasn't been on the air since late last month. Meanwhile, Kemp leads Perdue by 60% to 28% in a Georgia Republican survey conducted for Fox News that was released earlier this week. That was on Wednesday. Now, a lot of people are going to chalk this up to an anti-Trump movement, and I don't think we can do that here, folks. And I don't believe we can say what's happening in Pennsylvania is anti-Trump. I think you've got two flawed candidates here. That's what I'm thinking. But back to Perdue. So Trump is now coming out with a statement on Truth Social. By the way, are you on Truth Social? If you are, we are too. We've got one of the red check marks, and we would love for you to follow us on True Social. We have a lot of fun engaging with our listeners there. Here's what Trump said. The Kemp campaign, together with fake news NBC, has put out a phony narrative that I have given up on David Perdue in Georgia. That is completely false. I am with David all the way because Brian Kemp was the worst governor in the country on election integrity. So there you have it, Trump refuting the NBC News report that he has abandoned David Perdue. And look, Trump's a loyal guy. I would be surprised if Trump actually dumped Perdue. But there's only so much Donald Trump can do. I mean, right? You've got to do your part as a candidate to connect with the voters. I mean, I can give someone my endorsement, and what that tells the voters is, hey, this person is a solid person. This person has the same values that I have. And, they've got my seal of approval. But if that candidate is not making the connection with the average voter, well, that's on the candidate. It's not on Donald Trump. So now you've got this situation in Pennsylvania where it could still be days, if not weeks. Lawyers are getting involved, and we still don't have a clue who the Republican nominee is going to be in the Senate for the Republicans. It's a mess out there. But don't blame Donald Trump. I don't think this is not a message about Donald Trump. I mean, if you are looking for a message, look at the fact that he's, 95-96% in all of the endorsements he's made so far? I mean, that's a pretty darn good track record. So I don't think you can blame Trump here. Remember what they say, all politics is local. And I'm curious to hear from you folks in Georgia. Who are you going to support? Brian Kemp, David Perdue, what was it that moved the needle for you? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. You folks in Pennsylvania, This is going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly in Pennsylvania. And we just cannot have Dr. Oz. We cannot have Dr. Oz in the United States Senate as a Republican. We just can't. We cannot go down that path. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
Oh, by the way, Dinesh D'Souza is going to drop by a little bit later on today. 2,000 Mules in movie theaters all over America. And you go to 2000mules.com if you want info. 2000mules.com. Got to go see this documentary. You got to bring friends, neighbors, bring the mailman, everybody. Get them in there and watch this documentary. All right, let's go to the phones. As promised, 844-747-8868. Jason in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Todd. I've been holding back all week long wanting to call you about this one situation. And, yeah, as far as the vote goes, I voted for Purdue. It was not my choice. I really was thinking that I was hoping Miss Taylor would get a lot more traction, but that didn't happen. But I truly feel that Purdue is a placeholder. And, you know, I think that Kemp is – I think Kemp's dirty. I think that he threw Trump under the bus. And I think that it was all in a part to get the battery plants that are up in North Georgia. And I can't say what I really want to say, okay? But I really feel like that he was instrumental. And he had a different agenda. How's that? And it didn't involve – and it would have been better with Trump not in office.
Who do you think would be the best governor for the state of Georgia? Who do you think would do a better job?
Between Kemp and Purdue?
Well, I mean, if you got to pick somebody, maybe it wasn't Kemp or Purdue.
Well, I really, like I say, I really like Miss Candace Taylor. I listened to a lot of what she had to say, but unfortunately she just didn't get the traction.
She didn't have the cash, and I'm with you. I like Candace Taylor. We had her on the program. Grace, let's get her signed up on Monday. Let's get Candace Taylor back on the program for Monday. Because
it's just unfortunate that she didn't, because I think that she was in it, just like what she said, and she made it perfectly clear that Purdue is they said, okay, you didn't do this right, you know, the first time around, so you're going to have to stand in and run against Kemp. And I think that he just doesn't give a crap. He's doing what he's told.
All right, Jason, appreciate the call. Let's go to Janice in Georgia. All right, Janice, what say you?
I have already voted, and I voted for Brian Kemp. I am a Trump supporter, but I think for myself, and if David Perdue ran the state of Georgia like he's run his campaign, we would be in a world of trouble. Stacey Abrams cannot win this election.
You know, my question, Janice, will President Trump get behind Brian Kemp? I mean, he's trailing. I mean, he's leading so far in the polls. It looks like it's going to be a thumping. Do you think President Trump will get behind Brian Kemp?
I don't think he'll do any harm to Brian Kemp. He may not like him, because if Trump doesn't like you, it's kind of hard to change his mind. But nevertheless, Trump doesn't live in Georgia. We do.
Well, that's a fair point. And as we said in the opening of the show, Janice, all politics is local.
That's right.
What's the big issue for you, Janice? Why do you like Brian Kemp?
Well, when the pandemic was so bad, he didn't completely lock us down. We had our freedom, and that meant a lot to the people. It helped our economy, and, you know, we just, if we had had someone like Stacey Abrams, we would have been in a world of hurt.
No doubt about it, Janice. No doubt about it. But the key here, we cannot allow Stacey Abrams to be the next governor of Georgia. So everybody better get on board after the primary. And it just seems like there's a lot of turmoil within the Republicans there in Georgia. Everybody's got to put aside their sore feelings and focus on the main goal.
Yeah, I feel like Purdue thinks he's going to ride Trump's coattail into office, and he's doing that in the wrong state.
Well, we will find out, Janice, and the polling data certainly seems to indicate that, so appreciate the call. As promised, whenever somebody disagrees with me, they go right to the top of the list. Tom in Georgia. All right, Tom, where did I go astray?
Well, first of all, you're listening to Fox News. You always quote Fox News. You got to go to a different source. Let me tell you, the Democrats are able to vote in this election. And so there's a lot of Democrats, especially Stacey Abrams people, that are going to vote for Brian Kemp to try to get him over that threshold, because Stacey Abrams knows that the MAGA people are not going to vote for Brian Kemp if he gets over 50%, and she's going to win the election and be governor of Georgia. But you're way misinformed.
Tom, I'm misinformed, because at least a dozen polls all have Brian Kemp ahead by 20 points. So every single one of those polls is wrong. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I guess all the polls were right in 2016. So, you know, I guess, Todd, just keep listening to Fox News, and pretty soon you won't have an audience.
All right. Well, what do you base your argument on? I'm curious, Tom. Where's your evidence?
I talk to a lot of people, and I haven't talked to anybody that would vote for Brian Kemp. And I'm out on the road every day talking to people, and we all talk about the same thing. And I haven't met anybody that would vote for Brian Kemp. And I've probably talked to a couple of hundred people in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
All right. So now, Tom, let me ask you. There was a big Trump rally a couple of months back in Commerce, Georgia.
I was there.
How big was that crowd, Tom?
It was bigger than 5,000 people, I can guarantee you there.
They were expecting about 40 or 50,000 people, Tom, weren't they?
They were, and I'd say that there was a lot of people that came and walked around and bought souvenirs and left during the day.
All right.
All I know is that the roads when I left were lined with cars in and out of that place. And when they had races there, they only had about 15 or 20,000 people there.
Tom, what happened when David Perdue got up to speak? What happened in that crowd? I was there. I was sitting right behind David Perdue. Tell me what happened.
Well, there was some rumbling. I'm not going to deny that.
Were people cheering? I want you. No, Tom. Hold on a second now, Tom. Hold on, Tom. Tom, I'm going to. We can speak over each other, but I want to hear what you have to say. But when you compare the roar of the crowd when Herschel Walker walked out and when David Perdue walked out, there's a problem.
There's a difference between Herschel Walker and David Perdue.
They're both running for office.
That's right. But that doesn't make Fox News' poll.
Everybody else's poll, Tom. Everybody. All right. Look, I hear what you're saying. And, Tom, we got to run. We got to run to take a break here, Tom. I get what you're saying, but Tom, Tom may be right. He's gone out there and he's talked to all these people, and he doesn't know a single person in Georgia who's voting for Brian Kemp. That's what Tom just said. But I can tell you this. My eyebrows were raised. My curiosity was piqued when yours truly was at the Trump rally. President Trump personally invited me to speak at the Georgia rally. And I'm looking out, and you know what I saw? I saw a lot of empty pavement. A lot of it. Now, that's not an attack on anybody. That's a that is an issue of, is there enthusiasm, boots on the ground, for David Perdue? I didn't see it. And he knows exactly how that crowd reacted when Perdue came out. And it wasn't good. It wasn't good. 844-747-8868. We love you, Tom, but I don't know. This is the Todd Stern Show. You've known in your gut something was not right about the 2020 election. Well, you're right, and here's the proof you've been waiting for. In Dinesh D'Souza's explosive new documentary, 2000 Mules, you'll see the jaw-dropping evidence of exactly how the Democrats pulled off the biggest heist in American history. Drawing on meticulous research from election integrity group True the Vote, 2000 Mules uses both cell phone geo-tracking data and video evidence to uncover a massive network of illegal ballot trafficking in all five key swing states. Enough election fraud to change the outcome of the 2020 election. Thousands across America attended the nationwide theatrical release. Now you can watch from the comfort of your home. Watch on any device with a web browser. Gather friends, family, and skeptics alike, but don't miss it. See the movie that President Trump calls a real blockbuster. Go to salemnow.com to watch today. That's salemnow.com. Salemnow.com, sponsored by Salem Media Group. All right, so apparently Jill Biden went to Taco Bell the other day, tried out her Spanish.
So say it with me. Si se puede. The future is ours. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jill. Appreciate that. And what she was at the she was doing more Spanish yesterday. That was from months ago. But anyway, Jill Biden butchering Spanish once again yesterday out there. I don't know where she was. I don't think we really care. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Open line Fridays here on the Todd Stearns radio program. Madison Cawthorn is very unhappy with all of you people out there. Madison Cawthorn losing his primary battle there in North Carolina. And now Cawthorn is threatening to unleash what he's calling dark MAGA. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Madison Cawthorn says it's time to release the Kraken to unleash dark MAGA. Now, some of you may be wondering, Todd, what in the world is dark MAGA? Well, I'm going to tell you, and apparently it's not very good. So Cawthorn is very angry because he feels betrayed by the Republican Party, and especially the establishment. But in my estimation, it's Madison Cawthorn who betrayed the Republican Party. It's Madison Cawthorn who betrayed people in his congressional district. First and foremost, when you're talking about being a congressperson, the most important thing is constituent services. Folks, they've got a problem with their Social Security. They've got a problem with Medicaid, Medicare. They've got a problem with something in their neighborhood. They're going to go to their congressman. And what did Cawthorn do? He hired mostly communications people because he wanted to elevate his own personal brand instead of taking care of the people back in the district. And that's all that that's all this is. Now, you can say that there was the scandal. And yeah, that's a that's a big part of it. But ultimately, if Madison Cawthorn would have spent as much time in his district as he did hanging out with Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think that Madison Cawthorn would have been able to overcome these scandals that have really embarrassed not just himself,
but the good conservative people in Western North Carolina who are very good church-going people, in my estimation. Now, some people, well, he's just young. Todd, he's just a fine young man who's just gone astray. He's lost his way, and we should be a little more sympathetic. Well, I am sympathetic. But I don't buy into this argument that he's just a young guy and he's making youthful mistakes. The man's 26 years old. He should know better. He should know right from wrong. And he should, you know, if you're 26 years old and you're flat out lying to people, that's on you. And that's what he did. Now, I want you to think about something for a moment. Here you have Madison Cawthorn. He's out there saying, woe is me. All these elders of the Republican Party invited me to cocaine parties and orgies. And, of course, it turned out not to be true. It turned out that he lied, and he somewhat apologized. But now Cawthorn is going on the warpath. And he seems to be upset that there were implications. In other words, he did something. There were consequences to his actions. And you see, this generation of millennials and Gen Zers, they don't seem to understand this idea that there are consequences. If you go out there and try to accuse all of these Republican leaders and elders of being drug addicts and sex crazed maniacs, you know, there's going to be a price to pay. And what was that price? Well, we know, unfortunately, we all know, because we've seen the photographs and the videos of Madison Cawthorn dressed in women's underpants, of Madison Cawthorn making out with the cousin or the alleged cousin or the alleged staffer, grabbing another man's crotch, all in good fun. All in good fun, because as Madison Cawthorn told America, that's what guys do. They just sit around and they grab each other's crotches and pose seductively by the poolside. That's what Madison Cawthorn, that's just good old all-American red-blooded man fun right there. That's what Madison Cawthorn says.
I'm going to have to disagree on that.
Now, Kyle, let's set the record straight. You are a red-blooded American man.
Indeed.
All right, so you're telling me that you don't dress in ladies' underpants.
No.
And you don't go hanging out with the guys.
I mean, we go hanging out, but we don't take it.
But you don't hang out.
We don't have anything hanging out when we hang out.
You see, and fair enough. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you for clarifying that. Grace, we have taken a very bad turn on this program.
Well, I know it's a Friday when producer Kyle, you know, grabs the mic from me. He's like, I got to set this record straight.
I've got no, look, folks, just hear me. And Grace, you will verify this.
Okay.
You were at CPAC.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of these folks, like Cawthorn and Matt Gaetz and all these others, they are very full of themselves. And they are condescending. I know this is hard for people to accept, but Grace, you've seen it.
Oh, I've definitely seen it and heard it and been on the receiving end of it.
What you see on TV is not the reality with a lot of these new Republican conservatives.
Yeah, very rarely. And I hate the whole like, yeah, I feel like it was like, oh, boys will be boys. This is one area where I'm like, okay, guys, let's not use that term. That's stupid. And,
yeah,
you know,
I don't think they are, and I don't think they do, and we all know that. But again, Grace, it doesn't. All of that really, at the end of the day, would not have mattered if Cawthorn had just taken care of his constituents.
No, and he wasn't doing that, so no. It was obvious what he was doing instead.
And again, none of that really matters. I mean, as long as you're doing your job, and as long as that stuff is not happening while you're on the congressional clock, what do I care?
That's true.
Do your job on Capitol Hill.
But he wasn't doing that.
So he puts out this long screed, and I've got to read this to you, Grace. I got into a little bit of trouble because I pointed out a typographical error in Mr. Cawthorn's screed.
Uh-oh, grammar police.
So anyway, and he has now corrected it. But it was not, it was, so, but I'm going to read the original. He says, I am on a mission now to expose, can we, you know, Cawthorn, please, the word Cawthorn and expose together, way too, yeah, it's
he's
too
gotta,
soon.
He's got to start choosing his words a little better.
It's too soon. I am on a mission now to expose those who say and promise one thing yet legislate and work towards another self-profiteering globalist goal.
The time for Gentile politics as usual has come to an end. Now, let me stop right there.
Wait, what?
Gentile politics. So I thought to myself, is he saying that only Jews should run for Congress? Is that what Cawthorn is trying to say?
Hmm.
Well, it turns out that was an error. And
what
he fixed
did he mean to say?
Gentile politics.
That's what I thought.
The time for Gentile politics. So Christians, you can run. So that's good news, all you Gentiles out there. You can run for Congress. The time for, you know, can I tell you about Cawthorn? Here is my impression about Cawthorn.
Oh, no.
This just gets me. Goes all the way back to CPAC in Dallas, Texas. He came on this program. And one of the things that gets me, Grace, and I just mean this sincerely, I don't like people who disrespect our audience. I just don't. And you know, because there's a list of people that will never be allowed to set foot on this program in this studio.
That's true.
And some of them are very well known, and they do the other shows, and that's all well and good. But they have disrespected this audience. They have lied about their credentials, and we don't let those people on this program.
Oh, I've got a list, and I check it twice.
So we were at CPAC in Dallas, and here comes Cawthorn. Literally, he was rolling up in his wheelchair with this massive.
You just had to say that.
Massive entourage. I mean, it was 8 or 9 people.
Was it all women?
It looked like an Abercrombie and Fitch store. It looked like a mobile Abercrombie and Fitch store.
I mean, listen, I wouldn't be surprised if there were guys in the mix.
You could smell the cologne before you saw them.
So it was like a high school boys' locker room with a bunch of
acts. It looked like a frat party. It looked like a roaming frat party.
Okay.
And so anyway, they rolled in. He's literally during the interview, he's munching on a cookie.
Ew.
And it was disgusting. I mean, the guy was chomping and, you know, crumbs were coming all over the place. And I'm like, you know what, pal? You're on this program talking to our audience and you're more concerned about eating a cookie.
Can I ask what kind of cookie do you know?
Oh, it was like a butter cookie in the shape of Texas.
Oh.
So he ate like through El Paso and then he is like, I got to go. I'm like, what?
Just got here, buddy.
So then he leaves the half-eaten State of Texas butter cookie on the desk at CPAC and just rolls away.
Of course. And he just leaves the
And, you know, we tried to have a laugh about it, but I'm like, dude, you know, come on.
That's just gross.
It's disgusting.
And a waste of a perfectly good cookie.
So anyway, now Madison Cawthorn has gone to the dark side, and he has embraced dark MAGA. Got to be a little quicker, Kyle. And now he has embraced dark MAGA. Let me read this to you. It's time for the rise of the new right. It's time for dark MAGA to truly take command. We have an enemy to defeat, but we will never be able to defeat them until we defeat the cowardly and weak members of our own party. Their days are numbered. We are coming. Dark MAGA. Jeez, oh, alone. That escalated quickly, did it not? I mean, he was the day after the primary was like, oh, congratulations to my opponent. We're going to support you. Go team.
I saw that on his, I was looking through his Twitter feed and then it was like, here are the people that supported me. And I just want to say, can I also add in his list of people, he misspelled one of the people's names because I know how that name is spelled.
Oh, that's right.
He misspelled Michael Knowles. And I was like, that's not even, he didn't misspell Knowles. He misspelled Michael. And I was like, really, man? And then there were just several, let's just say, not necessarily grammatical errors. It just looked like he, you know, typed it up without any kind of spell check or anything.
Who is Joe Guy? Do we know?
I don't know.
Joe Guy and Joe Wendy Guy. Rogers, period.
There's like a DC Drano. Yeah. I was like, what the?
I don't know. It's
misspelled
very sad.
Michael.
It's very sad. So there you go. I'm not sure. Oh, the great Charlie Kirk.
But like the great is, you know, not capitalized.
Look, I don't know. It's I wish him the best of luck. My concern, though, is that there's a lot of chaos in the party, right, in the Republican Party. And we've got to stay focused on the big prize here. The big prize is defeating the Democrats and stopping this radical Biden agenda. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the job here. 844-747-8868. I want to go to let's go to the phones real quick here. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Miss Janice, how are you today?
Hello, Todd. You know, when you were doing that, you were playing that Dog Mega thing, and that, man, I'm listening to that.
Go ahead, Miss Janice.
Well, I was listening to that and thinking you could be an actor. You know that?
Well, you know, that radio.
You did that so well. You really did.
Thank you.
I was just loving it. It almost was a little scary. I'm like, oh, wow. I can't believe that's Todd doing that. You could be an actor. You could have been an actor. No, I'm going to tell you something real funny here. I saw this the other day. Okay, you know how Biden said ultra MAGA? Well, now they have T-shirts, you know, that's saying ultra MAGA. Well, here's something people could start making T-shirts. You get a picture of Biden, or maybe just his name, Biden, whatever you want to do, and you put ultra moron.
I love it. Ultramoron.
Ultramoron. I think that that would really sell.
I love that. I love it. All right, Miss, you know, Miss Janice, we're going to talk to our store people about that.
Yeah, you have a good weekend. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, how are grocery prices down there in New Orleans in the Big Easy?
Well, I don't know about groceries in general because I only deal with Sam's Club and Walmart. And so far, the items, you know, that I get are not really bad, but I'm not buying ground meat and chicken and things like that. So, I mean, I can't speak for all items. I don't know about a lot of things at the prices.
All
what I'm getting still seems to be reasonable. But I tell you what's going up here. I mean, like, it's going up across the whole country. Gasoline prices. Our gas is going up. I read about the two babies, the two children that were in the hospital because they didn't have the formula. We've got the inflation. We have the open borders. And voting is vital. Everybody get out and vote.
Got to do it.
And you've got to do it because he is an ultramoron. And you've got to go this weekend and see 2,000 Mules if it's in a theater in your area.
I love it. All right, Miss Janice, you too. Good to hear from you. She was getting fired up there. Fired up. By the way, I know a lot of people stocking up. I got some emails last night. Todd, so glad you talked about red beans and rice because a lot of our moms, Monday was wash day, and you had the wash day red beans and rice. And we may be eating a lot of red beans and rice very, very soon. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS. Mike Lindell is a great American hero, ladies and gentlemen, and a great friend of this program. And Mike has some great deals for all of us over at MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. I got to tell you about the MyPillow slippers. Now, get this. For a limited time, you're going to save $90 on a pair of My slippers.
And folks, they're worth every single penny. Now, this blowout sale of the year will not last, so you've got to order now. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. And it's made with that same MyPillow foam and impact gel, so you prevent fatigue. I love these things. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. Got to use my promo code Starnes with all of your purchases there. Or you can call 800-839-8506. All right, let's go to Deborah in Georgia. Wants to weigh in on the Kemp-Purdue battle. Who do you support, Deborah?
Brian Kemp.
Is that right? Why do you like Kemp? What does he do for you?
Well, every time something's come up, it's like COVID or anything like that, he's been right on top of it. He's been on the news talking. He's had multiple things on the TV showing, you know, what they're doing, how they're doing it, what's going on with it. He's been on top of everything. To me, he is out in front and center doing everything that he's supposed to do.
You see, Deborah, I've been hearing that from a lot of people in Georgia, that this was really about how Kemp handled the state during the pandemic. And that really...
He did a great job.
Yeah, that's it. Deborah, got to run here. We appreciate you calling in, and thank you for listening to WDUN. Folks, coming up, big concerns next week about the World Health Organization. The Biden administration has been shoving through a policy that would cede American sovereignty to the World Health Organization in the middle of some sort of a global health emergency. We're going to be getting into that. We'll be taking your calls on that. Open Line Friday, all 3 hours of the show, 844-747-8868. That's the number to call. And don't forget, download our podcast over at toddstearns.com. It's a freebie, and you're going to love it. We'll be right back, America.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw-up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations. Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're honored to have you with us today. This is Friday, Open Line Friday. By the way, what are gas prices looking like in your community? They're telling us now that gas prices probably going to double. ABC News, by the way, has a report out. Gas up, what, $1.55. That's the national gas average. It is up that much. Cut 11.
Gas prices, of course, are still going up, and experts say that's going to be the story for months to come. Let's take a look at the national average right now, $4.59 a gallon, but take a look at where we were just a year ago, almost $3 flat at $3.04.
All right. Meanwhile, you had hearings up on Capitol Hill. You had Deb Haaland, who's the United States Secretary of the Interior. And she was asked very clearly about gas prices. Are they too high?
Madam Secretary, honest question. Do you believe that gas prices are too high?
Senator, I completely understand the crunch that so many Americans are under right now. I mean, I'm thinking back. I've been driving since I was about 18, so it's. I know that we've had other, you know, I remember back when there were lines out the gas stations and that kind of thing. I think that Americans are still recovering from this terrible pandemic, and there are a lot of other world events that are making things difficult for all of us.
So it sounds you're unwilling to say that gas prices are too high.
And it's true, they won't. But even Democrats are starting to speak out now. This baby formula crisis has been months in the making, and the Biden administration, it seems as though they were caught off guard here, that nobody's paying attention. And there's a reason why. Because no one in the Biden administration, and hear me when I say this, no one in the Biden administration was actually hired because of their abilities. They were hired because of their sex, their gender, their race, their ableism, whatever identity political cards there are, that's the reason they were hired. These people were not hired based on whether or not they could perform a task. And that's why the country is in a free fall right now. It's a free fall. And the Democrats understand this. The Democrats know their entire political party is about to go down in flames. That's why you have lawmakers like Rosa DeLauro calling out the Biden administration, cut number five.
The FDA dragged its feet. They knew in September. They knew in October through a whistleblower's report that there were serious infractions. They didn't interview the whistleblower until December. They went back in January, and they found contamination, and the recall only occurred in February, and that was 4 months. Why 4 months? There's got to be answers to that question from the FDA.
And nobody's willing to take responsibility in the Biden administration. And meanwhile, you have the new press secretary, and she's completely clueless. The dear lady is dumb as a load of bricks. And that's why I do not be surprised if changes are made in the comms department. I mean, it's almost as if she is reading a script off of Siri, like she is the voice of Siri. And you ask a question, the answer to that question has to be on a cue card. And if the answer to that question is not on the cue card, the question does not get answered. They'll just keep reading whatever's on the cue card. Remember when, was it a couple of years ago, there was a Siri hiccup and people were turning left when they should have turned right? Instead, they were, you know, landing in ponds and driving into the building. Remember that? It's crazy. That's just like the press secretary. She has no idea what she has no idea. And the reason why is because she was only hired and she went before the day one on the job. She came out and said, hey, look, everybody, I'm. Got to be honest with you here. I don't know who all you people are. I don't know what this job entails. They just hired me because I'm a black lesbian chick from some foreign country. God bless America. And that's it. So we'll see how all this goes, but it's not going well. We're heading down a very bad path. Here's Kathy Kay weighing in on moms and dads across America.
Take a step back. The idea that the United States of America is having to import baby formula from Switzerland because mothers are running down to one can or even less to try and feed their babies. They literally cannot feed their babies. And this is in 2022. The world's biggest military, the world's biggest economy can't get baby formula to people. Just seems... frankly, it seems kind of unbelievable. If somebody had told this to me a couple of months ago, I would have never have believed that this was going to happen. This headline started cropping up 2 or 3 weeks ago. And mm-hmm. 2 or 3 weeks ago, there wasn't very much attention being paid to this. The first stories I saw about it back then, I thought, I hope the White House is on this because this has the potential to blow up in their faces politically in a very big way. And of course, much more importantly, it is causing huge amounts of stress to parents.
Folks, this all could have been avoided, but I don't think the Biden administration is interested in making sure that babies have formula. What was it that Rahm Emanuel, the godfather, said many years ago? Never let a crisis go to waste. Never let a crisis go to waste. They want every person in this country reliant on the federal government for everything. Everything. That's the only way. The only way they can shove our country down the path to Venezuela. And part of that is what's happening now with the baby formula. They want moms and dads to suffer. And soon, very soon, the government will step in. The question is, how much suffering will have to happen? That's the question. By the way, and this all ties in to what the Biden administration is doing with the World Health Organization.
privately, quietly, some would say secretly, signing off on amendments that would literally cede control of this nation over to the United Nations in the event of a health emergency. You say, Todd, why is this important? Well, for one thing, we're a sovereign nation. Who are we to care about what the United Nations says or does? I say we need to boot them the heck out of this country. I'm tired of footing the bill for the United Nations, which is a de facto communist organization, by the way. But right now, across America, we are beginning to hear reports surface of health officials who are calling for a re-implementation of mask mandates and shutdowns. This is literally happening. They're having these conversations right now again in New York City. Now, I don't know about you, but there's no way the good people in Memphis, Tennessee are going to put those masks back on again. There's no way. Not going to happen. There's no way that people are going to shut down their businesses. There will be violence in the streets before that happens. Now, I may be off target here, and again, on this program, if you disagree, you go right to the top of the line. But I don't see a positive outcome for the federal government stepping in and saying, we've got to implement mask mandates. We've got to shut everything down again for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. You know what? We're not going to do that. We've been there, done that. And the 2 weeks turned out to be 2 years. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. Open line Fridays, taking your calls on whatever subjects you would like to talk about today. That's 844-747-8868. Are you on Truth Social? If you are, I hope that you follow us there. We're building up a following, and it's been a lot of fun meeting a lot of new people over on Truth Social. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
My name is Joanne. This is my father.
I know what's happening with my body. I won't be able to take care of myself.
When the time comes to get more support for your parents, CARE can help you find qualified caregivers nearby.
What would help me is if there could be somebody there that could check in on you.
I realize I have to do it.
The best decisions are made with CARE. Find help for your mom or dad at care.com.
All right, people, let's get to the phones. Hope you're doing good out there today. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. Germantown, Tennessee. Nikki is listening to our flagship station, the Mighty 990 KWAM. Hey, Nikki, how are you today?
Hi, Nick.
I'm Todd. You're Nikki.
I know. I'm a little nervous. I'm sorry.
Don't be nervous.
How are you today, Todd?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking, Nikki. So what's on your mind?
Well, I'm listening to all the people calling in from Georgia, and my husband and I were discussing this last night, and I think it's wonderful that Governor Kemp did a good job with the COVID, but my statement to the good people of Georgia is this. None of us would be in the position that we're in right now if Brian Kemp had taken care of the election fraud. So I am holding the people of Georgia responsible for these babies not having formula, for the gas at the station I just drove by, $4.59 a gallon. We didn't have to go through any of this. And we can end it if the people of Georgia would stand up. And I'm not saying they even getting rid of Governor Kemp, but apparently they're not even holding his feet to the fire. And it's kind of an embarrassment and a real hardship on the rest of the country. So they may want to take another look at Candace Taylor, and at least let's get into a runoff and legitimately see, can MAGA put David Perdue in a head-to-head challenge over the top? Because the bottom line is, the governor in Georgia is decimating the entire country.
And Nikki, that now this is an interesting thought. So you're saying, hey, look, the reason the country is in a dumpster fire right now is because the voters of Georgia, because Brian Kemp did not take action.
Correct.
Oh,
100%.
That is interesting. All right, Nikki, that is a good thought, and I know that folks in Georgia are going to want to weigh in on that. Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening to us. So you folks in Georgia, Nikki from Tennessee says, hey, look, you guys are the reason that we're in this. We're paying almost, what, $5, $6, $7 a gallon for gasoline now. Let's go to Clarksville, Georgia. Mike on the line. Mike, what say you?
Well, I'll answer her. I'm an ultra dark MAGA, deplorable, and I voted for Kemp. And the whole thing with the voter fraud, you know, Martha Zoller has a program on this radio station, and she's talked about that a lot, where they exploited a loophole in the election laws down here with the ballots and all that stuff in the drop boxes. So it's not that they did anything illegal by the law. They did, you know, they did something maybe unethical. But so as far as Kemp goes, I voted for him in the early voting. And the other guy that called in was asking about said something about people voting. When you go to vote, they ask you if you want a Republican or a Democratic ballot to vote. So that's probably what he was talking about. But
well, we're going to have Martha Zoller on the program later today, and we're going to ask her questions about that, because I think a lot of people are genuinely curious about what happened in Georgia, especially in light of the 2000 Mules movie that just came out.
Right. She just had Dinesh D'Souza on yesterday interviewing him. And, you know, she's been saying for the last 15 years that that's been one of her topics she's talked about the loophole in the law that they exploited, you know. So, I mean, it just didn't happen. There's a difference between what's unlawful and what's unethical. So as far as Kemp is concerned, I liked what he did during the pandemic, and there was a surplus, and everybody in Georgia, at least I did when I looked at my bank account today, had a $500 deposit from the state of Georgia because of the surplus that they had throughout, you know, the last year.
So you guys in Georgia, though, you guys in Georgia have a state income tax. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So we don't have that in Tennessee, so thank goodness.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I'm saying, is that the state tax, there was a surplus that he gave everybody money back, and that hit everybody's bank account this morning. So
well, that was your money to begin with.
Well, exactly. But the thing is with, you know, I voted for Trump. I'm a veteran. I'm a you know, conservative Christian. And the thing is that, you know, some of the people that Trump is endorsing, like Madison Cawthorn and Dr. Oz and even Herschel Walker won't even show up to any of these debates. Herschel Walker will probably win. I voted for Calvin King because Herschel Walker, he won't even show up to any of these debates.
And we've had Calvin King on this program. I like him a lot. I mean, he checks off every single box. My concern with Herschel is he won't show up to debate. He refuses to debate. And I mean, I see the photos. He's getting big crowds. The only reason Herschel is running is because of name recognition. That's it. Because I see nothing in the policies other than, you know, what's been put out there on the website. But Herschel has not been held accountable by anybody because he refuses to do those interviews. He refuses to sit down for the hard questions.
Right, and that's for me as a voter. Hey, it's a job interview. You got to sit up there, and if you've done anything like what you know, with Madison up there wearing underwear and women's underwear and stuff, you know, and all that stuff. Hey, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But it comes down to it is you you know, if there's something in
your
past,
take care of the people back home? That's all that matters. Did you do your job as a congressman? I don't care. If you want to wear women's underpanties, you know what? That's your business. That's between you and God and your wife. But at the end of the day, are you taking care of business back in the district? And you know, everybody in the country is going to have to be asking those questions of their lawmakers. Got to run. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Mark in the Villages. America's, is it really America's friendliest hometown, Mark? That's what they advertise.
Absolutely. Is just enjoyable out here. I love it. Wouldn't trade it in for the world.
I'm glad. Yeah, I love it, except for all the golf carts. Those people will run you over.
Well, you know, they've got these golf carts now. They look like fire trucks. Look like pickup trucks. They look like wreckers, everything. You name it, they have it.
All right, we got about a minute here, Mark. You want to weigh in on the race?
Yeah. Purdue did a lot of things that hurt him. Like, he shut down jobs and outsourced some of the jobs supposedly to China. And they even got him on video saying he was proud of it. And then you got Kemp, and I'm going to piggyback what your last caller said. You know, Kemp did away with some of the gas tax. I got friends that live out there, and they're getting a $500 check and sending some of the tax surplus back to the citizens. So Kemp's done a lot for them, you know. And as far as Trump, he just needs to stop beating this dead horse with his elections. You know, you got the 2,000 mules coming out. There's some people saying that some of the stuff in there could be debunked and what's been going on. He just needs to focus on this country and stop talking about this election being stolen. You know, they made some mistakes in Georgia. They need to figure out what they did wrong. They need to fix it and take care of the problem. But Trump just needs to focus, because if he keeps beating this dead horse with this, yes, it was stolen, this happened, that happened, that's not helping us right now. He needs to focus on this country and stop talking about that. That's the bottom line.
All right. And Mark, that is a great point to end this segment of the program with. Good hearing from you, sir. God bless you. That's a good old Mark from America's friendliest hometown, the Villages down in Florida. All right, folks, got a couple of lines open. Open line Fridays, 844-747-8868. We're going to Oklahoma. Man, are they pro-life there? You're going to love this story coming up next.
My name is Joanne. This is my father.
I know what's happening with my body. I won't be able to take care of myself.
When the time comes to get more support for your parents, CARE can help you find qualified caregivers nearby.
What would help me is if there could be somebody there that could check in on you.
I realize I have to do it.
The best decisions are made with CARE. Find help for your mom or dad at care.com.
All right, big news here, folks. A recent study finds that Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me, we have found a new source that we do trust, Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV. I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax but do not watch Fox News Channel. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. You can start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. Now, on weekends, you can watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. You can find Newsmax on all major cable systems. And if your system does not carry Newsmax, give them a call and demand it, or just change cable systems. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to the news source they trust, Newsmax. So make the switch today. You won't go back. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Big story out of Oklahoma, where lawmakers are standing up for life. Now, the White House says the Oklahoma abortion bill is extreme, absurd, and ultra MAGA. And that sounds pretty good to me. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. State Representative Wendy Stearman joins us. Wendy, what an honor to have you with us today.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
And this is an exciting piece of legislation. Your reaction to the White House, clearly they've been triggered by this.
They have, which proves it must be a good bill. And as far as the views of the current leadership on the value of life, I'm disappointed. Our number one job in government is to defend life, which is what this bill does.
I want to read through the bill here. It would ban all abortions after the moment of conception, except in cases of rape, incest, or to save the mother's life. What else does the bill do?
Well, this bill is actually on the civil side. So what it does is, rather than ban it, it gives standing to a citizen who wants to bring civil action against an abortion provider. So we have also in Oklahoma a bill, Senate Bill 612, which does make it a felony. And we have a trigger bill, should Roe v. Wade be overturned, that will take our state back to the 1910 law, which makes abortion a felony and repeals all other abortion laws. So this bill in particular is not the criminal side that bans it. It is the civil enforcement side, which in effect ends abortion because of the threat of a lawsuit.
So this legislation, it has been in the works for a while. And what I love is that you guys are willing to get out there and take a stand and defend the unborn. And that is hard for even some Republicans in other states to do. But you guys have found the nerve and the courage to do the right thing here.
Absolutely. Oklahoma is a great state to be in.
All right. Wendy Stearman from Oklahoma on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. How hopeful are you that Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned based on whatever leaks we saw coming out of the Supreme Court?
Oh, I'm very hopeful. That was an encouraging sign. And obviously, we want that decision returned to the states where it should have been in the first place.
Your governor says we're going to stand for life in the state of Oklahoma. That's a good thing to know, that you've got somebody in the executive branch who's willing to stand alongside you guys.
It is fabulous. Governor Stitt has done a great job on defending life, and he has pledged to the legislature that if we can get a bill to his desk protecting life, he will sign it. And I don't know of another governor that has said that. I very much appreciate that in Governor Stitt.
Well said. Well, Wendy, we're going to leave it there. God bless you, and we're excited about the great things that are happening in Oklahoma, really setting pace for the rest of the country.
Thank you so much.
All right, Wendy Stearman, everybody, from Oklahoma. There you go. I know, you know, it's hard for people to understand this, but, you know, the pro-life movement, there is an industry side to this. And there are some, even within the pro-life movement, that are not willing to go as far as the Oklahoma lawmakers are going here. And the reason why is they still need jobs. And, I mean, it's a cold-hearted thing to think, but that's just the reality of where they are. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, we've been talking about crime and how out of control it is, these smash-and-grab robberies. And I've got to share this story with you from Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown. So the crime here is so bad that they're shutting down a local grocery store. There's now I'm a Kroger guy, but there's another chain called Aldi, A-L-D-I, and they have a lot of stores around the Memphis area. You may have an Aldi grocery store in your community. So this particular store is in it's in an impoverished part of Memphis. And there are a lot of elderly people, a lot of people who love this grocery store. You can go there and the prices are pretty darn good. You can get fresh produce. You can buy your milk. It's a clean place, but it's not a safe place. The store, which is on Lamar Avenue in Memphis, has been shut down. And the company put out a statement explaining why this store has been shut down. They said, we did not take the closing of the store lightly. Our decision was based on several factors, including repeated burglaries, property damage, and poor sales performance. Out of concern for our employees and customers, keeping the store open was no longer a sustainable option. And so they're shutting it down. So now the victims here at all of this are the good law-abiding citizens in this neighborhood who rely on this local grocery store. You know, you talk about these food deserts in some of the major urban cities. And the reality is this, and I know what's going to happen because we see this all the time. The activists are going to come after Aldi, and they're going to say, how dare you? You're just a bunch of racist people. How dare you? Well, the reality is, Aldi is in business. They've got to make money. They've got to make money so they can pay their mortgage. They got to make money to pay their employees and pay the vendors. They've got to be able to make money, and they cannot make money if you've got people literally walking into the store, loading up grocery bags, and walking out without paying. And I don't know what it's like in your city, but here in Memphis, we are controlled not by liberals. We are controlled by radical progressives of the AOC kind. And they hate the police. Our city council refuses to give the police the tools they need to do their jobs to keep all of us safe. We're about 700, 800 officers shy of the full complement of Memphis. So what does that mean? It means the bad guys are not stupid. They know they're going to be able to go in and commit all these crimes, and there's not enough police officers to take care of business. Police officers can only do so much. So I feel bad for these people in Memphis, in this neighborhood, because it was the only grocery store around. And now they don't have any because of the thugs. The thugs who came in and stole the people blind. And now you're going to have the activists out there not blaming the thugs, the criminals. They're going to be blaming the store. But this is why you have places like Target and Walgreens and CVS. And we saw this in San Francisco, where finally they said, corporate says, you know, we can't keep doing this. We cannot afford to stay in business if we're going to be robbed blind. But this is how the progressive Democrats operate. They want to empower the criminal element in America, and they want to chain all of the law-abiding business owners and taxpayers. That's what's going on here. All right, let's go to the phones here. And look, again, I hate it for these folks, but you can't blame Aldi. It's not their fault. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to the great state of Maine. Webb on the line wants to talk about that border crisis. Hey, Webb, what's going on?
Hi, Todd. I've been thinking about a couple of things. Because we have the illegal invasion on the border, the Democrats and the Marxists and all that crew that's one of the main reasons they're in back of abortion. Because what's happening is if they can get Americans to kill their own children, they can replace those children with the illegal aliens. Note, they sent the formula to the border, not to American children.
No doubt about that, my friend. And, you know, you talk about this replacement theory. This is something that the Democrats have been talking about going all the way back, believe it or not, Webb, to John F. Kennedy. This is part of their mantra, and it's been that way for generations. They're the ones, and we've been playing the audio over and over and over again, of the Democrats who've been advancing this theory over the years. Not the Republicans, the Democrats.
I believe it. In fact, I remember John F. Kennedy, and though everybody loves to canonize him, he was kind of strange in a lot of directions and didn't do the country very much good.
No, sure didn't. I mean, one of our worst presidents, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I don't even think it was for lack of trying. He was a World War II hero. But he was inept. It's the Peter principle. He went one step too far.
There you go. Hey, Webb, got to run. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Faith listening to us on KWAM, the Mighty 990. Hi, Faith. What's on your mind?
Hello. Blessings and happy Friday.
Why, thank you, Faith.
I just wanted to quickly, really quickly touch on the Lipton Therapy and if Tom, Kathy Burnett. I think when it comes to election integrity, and it may be surprising for some when it comes to red states, there's an issue with it because some people cannot stand populism. But I think it really comes back down to the 2020 election and them really wanting Trump out. When I say they, I mean a lot of Republicans who are elected and Democrats. And I do believe that there was a lot of malarkey going on with the election in 2020, and it's not just in the states that were contested. When you have mail-in voting like that on a mass scale, and you have dropped every requirement needed to ensure more times than not that the person who say they are who they are, then you're going to have issues. Even in Tennessee, they didn't appeal this ruling when COVID, you know, they had shut everything out for COVID. They allowed absentee ballots for COVID, and the requirements were even loose for that. This is in Tennessee. So I think that when it comes to election integrity efforts, people are going to have to really pay attention to local politics. It really boils down to that, knowing how your apparatus works in your county and in your state, and how to primary people and how to get what you need to get on the ballot. So that's that. But with Kathy Barnett, I pray for Sean Hannity. I pray for that Rick Grenell person. But and even Greg Kelly, what they did was beyond pun scum behavior.
Even
if you didn't like her, it was scum. There was scum for that. And, I pray for Trump. I pray for Trump. My mom pays for Trump. People who were formerly Democrat had came over because they saw the hand of God on Trump's life. He's not Jesus. But, you know, we yield to the spirit. But when we saw, I'm still Team Trump, to get it twisted. But I think that he should have came out and at least put them on a leash and say, hey, you don't have to agree with certain things, but do not be dogmatic like that. Because Sean Hannity used to have her on her show. And then it was a low blow to try to assume, but what they're doing to January 6th defendants is horrible anyway. Like, there's no due process. But to try to paint her as a treacherous traitor, a seditious conspirator, for going to a rally and all those things, that was despicable.
You know, Faith, we had Kathy on our show on Monday, and I heard nothing from her that would have disqualified her from being a senator, and nothing to add questions about whether or not she was a conservative. She sounded, quite frankly, and even if she was a liberal, she would not be as liberal as Dr. Oz is. So I just don't
know. Top surgeries for kids. I'm not saying people can't change their positions. I'm not saying that
That's
people
true.
Don't have a Hollywood face. There are people who voted for Trump who didn't care much for him at first. People can genuinely change their mind. But to go and pull the same stunt that we consider what they call libtards, to pull the same stunt, to patchwork, I call this patchwork plagiarism, pull here, pull there, and just put it all together to make it seem like somebody said something they didn't. That was foul, but I'll still thank her for running her race, and I tell her not to give up, because the number she pulled in without having all that money, she was right on their heels.
Very impressive.
Impressive. And I encourage her, if God is still pulling her down that path, he will make your enemies your footstool. He will give you favor in places beyond. But I just, for those who are believers, I ask that you people pray a special prayer over President Trump, that that he gets wise counsel, that enemies are in his camp, they're still trying to kill him, spiritually and politically, that he become, that his eyes are open,
yep,
and that he make the decisions. Having great counsel, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, I can't ever be Democrat again in my life. I just cannot.
Good for you. And Faith, Faith, we got to run for a break here. I just want to say, first of all, thank you for listening to KWAM, and we want you to give us a call back one of these days. I like how you think, and I suspect, and hear me on this before we have to run to break here, I think, especially in places like Memphis, which is a majority-minority city, there are thousands and thousands of minority conservatives. And we want to be able to give everybody a voice here on this program. Again, a lot of people are walking away from the Democrat plantation, and they're realizing, you know what? These Democrats, they really don't care about anybody but themselves. They only care about power. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, Dinesh D'Souza coming up in the next hour. 2,000 Mules, you got to go see that documentary. In the meantime, let's see if we can't squeeze in some phone calls here. Let's go down to the great state of Texas. Victoria wants to weigh in on Roe v. Wade. Hey, Victoria, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Yes, this is Victoria from Texas. Can you hear me okay?
Coming in loud and clear. Victoria, what's up?
Okay. So I work at home. I work for a major insurance company. I'm one of those nurses who takes calls from patients all day long. I'm just on my lunch hour right now. So I was in a meeting yesterday, and here's something really sinister. So we have to have our guards up about all of this stuff that's going to come attached if Roe v. Wade is overturned. So the company I'm working for, the major insurance company, is considering the possibility of paying for women who live in pro-life states. They're considering paying for women who live in those states to go to other states to have abortions.
Yeah.
Transportation, lodging, all of that.
So, Victoria, here's my thought on this. If you're a private company and you want to do that, hey, you know what? That's on you. I have no right to tell you how to run your company. But what we can do is let people know, hey, these are the companies that are doing that. And if you go, for example, I know Starbucks has offered this. Say, Starbucks, you know, when you go and get your Starbucks coffee, you're helping to support that kind of nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one of the reasons we love our friend Art Alley from the Timothy Plan, because they actually investigate all of this stuff. And Victoria, you got to run here, but they investigate all of this stuff and they say, hey, here are the companies that support abortion. And if you're investing in these companies, if you support these companies, you're supporting abortion. So that's why Timothy Plan is so vitally important. Victoria, thanks for the call. Jerry Lynn, Tom on the line. Hang tight, guys. We're going to get to you. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Oh, boy. Wow. We've got a little bit of drama up at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Hello, everybody. Todd Starnes here. Real Press Secretaries of America. That could be a new reality TV series. So, Little Red Lion Hood, Jen Psaki, Circleback Psaki, she has gone off to MSDNC, and the replacement for her, Karina Jean-Pierre, is in a little bit of hot water. Karine Jean-Pierre, she has been getting very poor reports and grades since her debut this week. And it's pretty obvious. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. Lord love her, but bless her heart, she's dumb as a load of bricks. It is what it is. So anyway, the White House trying to figure out what to do here because, again, and it's not her fault. She acknowledged to the world that she was hired in part because of the fact that she is a black lesbian immigrant. And she took great pride in that. But the question is, can she do the job of communicating the message of the Biden administration? This news just coming in that Pentagon spokesman John Kirby is moving to the White House in a senior communications role. So the question now is, what does that mean for Jean-Pierre? My question would be, what does it mean for the Biden administration that things are so bad they actually asked a white guy to step in? So we'll keep tabs on that. That's going to get ugly, and we'll see how all that progresses. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Program, Hour 3. We've been talking a lot about this Georgia primary, not just for the Senate race or the gubernatorial race. There's a lot going on, and I thought, who better to address that issue than our friend Martha Zoller. She is host of the Martha Zoller Show on our great affiliate there in Georgia, WDUN, and Martha will be at this year's Talkers Convention, which Stearns Media Group is proud to be a sponsor of. Martha, hope you're doing good.
I'm doing great, but I would hate to lose Corinne because she's given me such great material all week long.
Yes. Well, Kirby is not that better, but at least he knows how to spar, you know, with the press corps. So that could be entertaining. Martha Zoller, your name has been mentioned by a number of our callers who listen to your show. And a lot of people are just wondering, what in the heck is going on in Georgia? Brian Kemp, what, triple digit? We're 30 plus points ahead of Purdue. Are those numbers correct?
I don't think it's 30 points, but I think what you had here is a governor that was very well known. I mean, Todd, if you go into a Farm Bureau office in any county in Georgia, you will find multiple iterations of business cards of Brian Kemp from when he was a business guy working in the farm business, when he was Secretary of State, when he was a state senator. He has been traveling this state for a long time. You know, you can call him a career politician if you want, but he's an old school career politician where he actually did the work, you know, and he went and he met people and he talked to people. So he was very well known. And I think that when we get to this primary, that what you're going to see is a mixed bag as far as the Trump-endorsed candidates. If there's a candidate in the race like Brian Kemp, who's really well-known, and David Perdue was too, but not as well-known as Brian Kemp, people are going to kind of vote their conscience on that. In the races where people are not as well-known, the Trump endorsement is going to have a huge impact in how it goes. But look, I think it's going to be a really interesting race. I don't know if it's 30 points, but he's clearly above 50% and way above 50%.
You know, and people love questioning my Trump credentials as if that's, you know, as if they're in doubt. I mean, someone said a couple of days ago, because, again, I've been supporting anyone other than Dr. Oz, for example, in Pennsylvania, because when I look at Dr. Oz, I don't see a Republican. I see
right.
Maybe a conservative Democrat, I guess, but I don't see a Republican there. So I tell him, well, you know, Trump has me speaking at his rallies, so I guess I'm doing something okay. And I remember the rally in Commerce, Georgia. And Martha, I was sitting right next to Herschel Walker and all those guys. I remember when Herschel came out, the crowd roared its approval. David Perdue comes out, polite applause, but that was about it. And I remember thinking then, wow, that's not good.
Well, and Herschel is a unique candidate, right? Because he really, with all due respect to the former president, he didn't need Trump's endorsement. You know, people have been trying to get Herschel Walker to run for something in Georgia for years because of his name ID and the fact he's Georgia football. And then what a perfect storm that you got Herschel, you've got the Trump endorsement, and the Georgia Bulldogs won the national championship. I mean,
you had to bring that really up, didn't you?
Yeah, had to bring it up. That's right. So and if you remember both of those rallies, he had a very different kind of speech than the rest of the candidates.
Sure did.
It was a positive speech. It was more of that kind of, you know, the uplifting kind of speech. And I think he's done a pretty good job, and he will win big also. And what's an interesting story, too, is that Herschel Walker's been friends with Brian Kemp since he was 18 years old. Brian Kemp's best friend is Daniel Dooley. The Dooleys, of course, Vince Dooley, the coach at University of Georgia. So Brian has known controversial. So what I'm hoping is going to happen, and I know a lot of people think that President Trump will never come to terms with Brian Kemp, but if anybody can broker a detente between former President Trump and Brian Kemp, it's Herschel Walker.
Well, I mean, and there you've got the football component there. When Herschel played for Trump's team back in the USFL days,
yes.
And so maybe there is something there, and that, you know, that has been a question in my mind. Would Trump endorse Kemp if, in fact, and it certainly looks like he's going to win on Tuesday?
I just want him not to. If Kemp is the nominee, then if he just doesn't engage. You know, it was kind of like what he did with Youngkin, where he said, hey, I support him, but he didn't really come in the state. And I got to tell you, it's going to be an interesting thing to watch because, you know, I think President Trump did a great job. And more you see that his policies were good. But he does seem to have a little issue with situational loyalty at times. And you're seeing that with kind of him throwing David Perdue under the bus.
And that's a fair point. And Herschel, I mean, if we're talking about name recognition, the guy just wins hands down, and I think and he'll be the next senator from Georgia. My concern, though, is he did not take advantage of those debates during the GOP primary. He refused to debate, and I think that may come back and hurt him if, in fact, there are debates in the general election.
Well, he's starting now to sit down for difficult interviews. And I have interviewed him several times, but of course I'm a more friendly interview because I'm a Republican and
a Bulldog fan.
And while
fan.
I asked him the hard questions, I wasn't trying to nail him to the wall, right? So he is doing some tougher interviews, but you're right. He is practicing. He's got to debate. Raphael Warnock is a good debater, but you know, Raphael Warnock's got his own problems too, and he has never been challenged. The NRSC just dropped $1 million+ buy, beginning the attack on Raphael Warnock. So it's coming.
And Martha, we probably, and I should have mentioned this ahead of time, you and I, there's some tension here in our friendship and relationship because you are a Georgia Bulldog fan. I am a Tennessee Volunteer fan. And, of course, you guys sent Dooley's son to sabotage our football program back in the
day.
Right. So
my husband's best friend is a Tennessee Vol too. So
there you,
you know,
go.
We can all get along.
I try. It's a strain, but I try. I'm just kidding, Martha.
But I tell you what, Todd, that color just doesn't look good on anybody. I'm sorry.
Now, Martha. You see, I'm going to be nice. It's Friday. It's Martha Zoller on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, Martha, are people in Georgia, do they understand that this really is a bellwether state? I mean, I think a lot of the, you know, it's a nationalized race, even though it's in Georgia.
No, they really do understand. And I think it's going to be like that at least this cycle and 2024. But I will tell you something. Stacey Abrams is polling about 3 points less than what she ended up with at the end of the last election, which she did not concede. And she is not drawing big crowds. I mean, there's a mural of her in downtown Atlanta with her head above John Lewis and Martin Luther King Jr. She has been lifted up so high. And Brian Kemp, love him or hate him, he's been doing the work. And I believe women with children in school are going to be what decides this election, and they're going to vote Republican this time.
And are you hearing that Republicans are energized? They're going to get out and vote. We're not going to have a repeat of what happened in the Senate races.
Yes, I think they are. I think they are united in wanting to beat Stacey Abrams. But there'll be a little bit of mending that'll have to be done. But former Senator Perdue said he would support Brian Kemp full-throatedly, and Brian Kemp said he would support David Perdue if he won. So I think they'll work together to try to keep this going.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. All right, and you're coming up to New York for the Big Talkers Convention.
I am. I'm looking forward to it. It's one of my favorite weekends.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we're bringing Tim Van Horn, who is the morning show host at KWAM in Memphis, so he hasn't been to New York. This is going to be a great experience, so we'll have to make sure everybody gets together.
I will look forward to it.
All right. Martha Zoller, everybody, host of the Martha Zoller Show. We've got links to Martha's social media platforms over on our live show blog. Martha, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Todd. You too.
All right. Great lady right there. And let me tell you something. Martha knows politics probably better than anybody in the state of Georgia. to that point, on Monday's show, Matt Towery is going to join us, one of the best pollsters in America, and he's going to help us break down what we can expect next week in these big primary battles all over America. Okay, as promised, we're going right to the phones. Got to take a break first. Open Line Fridays. What does that mean? It means you can call in and talk about whatever you would like to talk about. You want to ask me a question? You can do that. You want to yell at me? You can do that. 844, no, not you, Grace, just the callers. 844-747-8868. That's our number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Stearns.
My mom is 81, and she's having trouble walking, taking care of herself, and remembering things. There are expectations. My mom feels I'm her daughter, and I should be able to do for her.
Sometimes the help they need is more than we can do alone. CARE makes it easy to find senior caregivers who live nearby and know how to help.
I love my mom, but I need some help.
The best decisions are made with CARE. Find help for your mom or dad at care.com.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go right to the phones, 844-747-8868. Jerry Lynn in Georgia. It's been a while, Jerry Lynn. What's going on?
Hey, my sweet friend Todd. How are you, honey?
Jerry Lynn, I've just been waiting all day to talk to you.
Todd, that line that you said, the country possum trying to cross the road, I about peed in my pants, honey. That was priceless. I love you, Todd Stearns and Grace. But listen, Todd, I know you're a busy man, but listen, I called in to tell you yesterday I went to get gas, and they were out there, Todd, recalibrating the pump, Todd. And I asked the guy why, and he said, because never in history have we had double digits, and we're predicting by the end of July it's going to go to $10, so the machines can't handle it. So we're having to recalibrate all the machines throughout Georgia.
Is that right? And, so are you, yeah. And what are the prices now in your area?
We got diesel yesterday, $5.79, and got regular gas, and it was $4.59.
Goodness gracious.
We can thank biggest Biden, biggest idiot demon rats ever nominated. But, Todd, here's another point I wanted to really make before I get off with you is about Kemp and Purdue. Let me tell you, Todd, I'm out in it every day, and that Martha, she can say what she wants, but I've talked to a lot of people, Todd, and I'm worried because what they have said is, well, if Kemp gets the nominee, I'm simply not going to vote.
Really?
And I'm like, well, then you might as well go over and hand it to Stacey Abrams then. You've got to vote. I don't like that we've got two career politicians that we can choose from. So who are you going to pick? And, you know, I voted for Kemp, Todd, and we voted for him. My friends and family voted for him because he was big on guns and all of that. That's why he went in. But with that voter fraud and all that came down, and he did nothing, and he backed Ratzenberger. Nobody, I mean, I don't like him. And I'm telling you, Todd, the American people are fed up out here with voting for politicians in the suit. That's why we love Trump, because he said what he would do. He did what he would say. They'll tell you everything you want to hear, Todd, and get in there and do nothing. So I'm not a fan of Kemp. I'm not a fan of Purdue either.
I mean, we had a caller earlier on from Tennessee, and she said, hey, look, the reality is that because of what happened in Georgia, the Republicans do not control the U.S. Senate. There was a lot of stuff that could have been prevented had the people of Georgia gotten out there and actually voted and put Purdue back in the Senate. And that just did not happen. What do you think it is with Purdue that he's not connecting with the voters?
Well, what I'm hearing, Todd, is a lot of people say, of course, him being a career politician. And secondly, Todd, people in Georgia are furious that he did not think enough of his seat to contest it. He did nothing. He just let them have it when they said, oh, and honey, Loeffler Herbal Essence, really? I wasn't a fan. I voted for her because I couldn't vote for nobody else, Herbal Todd, but her. But Herbal Essence, honey, needed to go home, honey, when she did the backdoor inside trading. You know, I always referred to her as Herbal Essence. Now I refer to Biden as Bob, Bag of Bones. So I don't know, Todd. I don't know. Just thank God for my sweet Todd Starnes and Grace, because honest to God, it's like you can only get the truth from Utah, even Sean Hannity. I'm with that caller that called in about him. I'm not watching him no more. I'm furious with him. That's the problem, Todd. The Republicans are doing the same thing the demon rats do, which is attacking one another. We got to pull together.
Jerry Lynn,
and I'm not talking about the demon rat.
No. Look, I get it. You know, if you get that much power, you know, if you're a TV host or a radio host, and you think you're changing the direction of the country, that's a lot of ego. You know, that's a lot of power. I remember one day early on in the Trump administration, I was on Fox and Friends, and I was making the argument that anybody who any public university that tried to silence free speech, we should be defunding them. They should be defunded immediately.
Yeah.
And 3 minutes later, President Trump is tweeting out, we should defund any public school that doesn't defend free speech. And I thought for a minute, I'm like, wow, look at me. And then I thought, holy cow, I hope I'm not influencing, you know, the president that much. Because sometimes
Todd,
my ideas are not
that
great.
You're a great influencer, but, if you are.
You're kind
if
to
you
say
you did,
that.
Honey, you're the best influencer that he could get. But you know what I say, Todd? This one I'm going to leave you with, darling, because I love y'all. I say that Biden and all the demon rats are as useless as a set of tits on a boar hog. There you go, Todd.
There you go, Jerry Lynn. We don't have to dump that, guys. That's a biological truth. All right, Jerry Lynn. Thank you.
I love you, Todd Starnes. You have a blessed weekend, honey.
All right, you too. It's what can I say? It's Friday. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We've got Dinesh D'Souza coming up next.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, listen up, all you Star Wars fans. This is the story coming from the Gay Times. Marvel and Lucasfilm are celebrating Pride Month with new Star Wars variant covers. So basically, they're turning the entire Star Wars universe into gay. So everybody is now gay in the Star Wars universe. Seven new Star Wars comic book covers have been unveiled by Marvel and Lucasfilm to celebrate Pride Month. The new batch was created by LGBTQ+ artists to showcase the franchise's characters who identify as members of the community. Each cover also features a rainbow burst along with a classic Star Wars logo accompanied by a rainbow trail. So the new variant covers go on sale in June and will be available through July. All right, there you go. All right. Fabulous. Let's go to the phones. Tom in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. Tom, what's on your mind?
Well, thank you for not putting me on immediately after Jerry Lynn.
What a treasure she is.
I'm telling you. Anyway,
herbal essence.
Yeah. So about what Dinesh D'Souza is, you know, his film. So it took 2,000 mules, Todd, to elect a jackass.
Well, Tom, I have never heard it put so well, but you're absolutely correct.
That wasn't original, so I can't take credit for it. But if you want to pass that on to the good man, Dinesh D'Souza, and then I got another one. The Biden administration invited the owner of the Kentucky Derby winner to the White House to congratulate him. He responded by saying, if I wanted to see a horse's behind, I'd have directed my jockey to come in second.
Well, there you go. Tom, well played, sir. And look, we're gonna let you go because I want to make sure Dinesh D'Souza heard your great comments there. Dinesh D'Souza on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And Dinesh, Tom says it took 2,000 mules to elect a jackass.
That's a really good one. Yes, absolutely.
Dinesh, welcome back to the show, and we're so excited about the success of 2,000 Mules, and it's in theaters. We've been promoting it around the clock, and I know a lot of the theaters around the Memphis area are already filling up. But were you surprised by the success of this documentary?
Well, yes, in a good way. I mean, this is the first film I've released in an age of censorship, and I realized early on we can't put a trailer on YouTube. You cannot advertise on Facebook. It's risky to put the movie up on Apple iTunes or Amazon Prime because perhaps there'll be an effort to take it down. So we had to develop a whole novel kind of release plan, and it's very topsy-turvy. I mean, traditionally, we release the movie, then there's a kind of waiting period, then it comes out in home box office or DVD, and then later maybe streaming. But no, we start out, we are in the theater for 2 days, but we do really well. And this is really why we're going back in the theater this weekend. 400 theaters came to us and said, hey, guys, we've seen your numbers. You've done fantastic on 2 days. Let's open the movie normally, 4 showings a day. And so we're very excited about this weekend. And frankly, if we do well in the theater this weekend, we'll be in even more theaters next weekend.
And 2000mules.com, folks, that's the easiest way. You go there, type in your zip code, and it tells you exactly where the movie is playing near you. And we want you to, like Dinesh said, we've got to fill up those theaters this weekend. You know, Dinesh, I think this also reaffirms the power of talk radio, because even the conservative networks like Fox News, they didn't want to go anywhere near this documentary.
I know. It's really strange because this is not a decision, by the way, of the Fox hosts there. I know several hosts that want to talk about this movie. They're being blocked from doing so by the network. I don't know if it's a legal matter and the Fox is because of their lawsuit with Dominion, because quite frankly, we don't talk about machines and we don't talk about Dominion. So I don't see where we're creating any liability for Fox. And yet they are avoiding the movie like the plague. Well, I mean, the good news is that we made this movie not only a massive success, but a cultural phenomenon without it being ever mentioned on Fox News.
And that, again, I think goes to the power of your brand. It goes to the power of talk radio and the fact that people are mobilizing again on talk radio, because that's where you're still able to have these kinds of conversations.
Absolutely. I mean, and in a way, even the left is being forced, their hand is forced, because they started out, they deploy their fact checkers, and their fact checkers are these 20 and 30 somethings who are, you know, they don't know anything about geo-tracking. They frankly know very little about election law, which varies from state to state. And so they do these clumsy attacks that kind of fall by the wayside. And so now the left has realized we need to take this seriously because this is going to cause a big problem for us. And so just a couple of days ago, there was literally an interview with me in the Washington Post that ran about 10,000 words. So you have 10,000 words of discussion of this topic on the Washington Post, and yet the word 2,000 mules has not been mentioned on Fox.
It's mind-boggling. Dinesh, I was listening to our good friend Lars Larson the other day, and he said that he brought up a good point. What do we do now? So the information is out there. Where do we take this information to get justice?
Well, I think the way we handle this is on about two or three different levels. At the most ground level, we want somebody, and this might very well be the sheriff in Yuma County, Arizona, to start arresting these mules. Because if you arrest the mules are just in it for the $10 that they get paid roughly to deliver each ballot. They're not trying to swing the election for Biden, at least not all of them. So all you have to do is catch these low-level characters and find out who paid you, who organized this, who put you up to it. And law enforcement would do that in any other situation, and it's completely appropriate that they do it here. Another option, by the way, is to raid these so-called vote stash houses, these left-wing organizations that come up with the ballots, and ask those exact same questions. So that's one way in which I want things to move forward. Another way is I want to kind of help wake up the Republican Party. Because quite frankly, and you know this, Todd, I mean, if I was Michael Moore, I made this film in 2016 showing how a bunch of Trumpsters had stole the election for Trump. I mean, you can predict the volcanic reaction from the left and from the Democrats. I mean, Schumer would be screaming from the floor of the Senate, Pelosi. I mean, Elizabeth Warren would be having hysterics. The Republicans just don't have that psychology. In fact, a lot of Republican senators and congressmen I talk to, they've heard of the movie. They're like, Dinesh, we've heard about 2,000 mules, but we haven't seen the movie. Could you send me a DVD? So the kind of slumbering, slack, you know, unenterprising psychology of the Republican Party is something that has to be overcome. I do believe, however, when people see the movie, they'll completely know that they're dealing with a problem.
Have you gotten any calls from law enforcement, anybody in leadership saying, hey, look, we want to start investigating?
The True the Vote is working with the authorities in Georgia, but even there, the situation is really dicey because Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, who said he's opening up an investigation in response to the geo-tracking evidence and video evidence supplied by True the Vote. But nevertheless, True the Vote and Catherine and Greg aren't sure if he's trying to advance the investigation or stall it. Because remember, this is the guy who declared the election was safe and secure. It's going to be a little hard for him to admit, hey, gee, you know what, I was the sheriff and there was a major heist going on right under my nose.
Here's where I get concerned. I don't think a lot of the loopholes have been fixed. I don't think a lot of the integrity issues have been fixed around the country. My concern is we go into the midterms and somehow the Democrats are miraculously allowed to hold on to Congress. That tells me that the election was stolen, and I'm not sure you're going to be able to control folks at that point. I don't think people are going to let that stand.
That would be an extremely scary situation because, quite honestly, the Biden people they're such a sinking ship right now. I mean, the Titanic is like going down fast. I'm not even sure fraud can save them at this point. But you know, there are certain steps that need to be taken right away. I mean, I'm talking about in addition to voter ID laws and in addition to strengthen signature requirements. And that is a simple step of having eyes, which is to say electronic surveillance, on every drop box. By the way, you don't need laws to do that. It's already in the election rules. And the idea that you're not going to have surveillance on these drop boxes is outrageous. I mean, every Home Depot, every parking lot, every ATM has surveillance. Why wouldn't you have surveillance on our voting process?
Dinesh, have you been surprised? I mean, I get it that the Washington Post, they're going to attack you and all that. I get that. But people like Ben Shapiro coming out and really questioning the legitimacy of your documentary. How are you dealing with that?
Well, I'm dealing with it in a very kind of affable way because I think that some of the questions that are being raised are legitimate questions. I mean, some of this is like Ben, one of the points raised by Ben, and it's a good point, is he basically says, look, are these fraudulent votes that are fraudulently delivered, or are they legal votes fraudulently delivered? Now, quite frankly, in both cases, the vote shouldn't be counted because
right.
If you have a legal vote fraudulently delivered, it still is an illegal vote. But the problem for Ben is that he has this sort of he hasn't thought about this. We're not talking about 50 or 100 votes. we're talking about hundreds of thousands of votes. How would hundreds of thousands of legal voters just magically decide, you know what, I'm too busy or too lazy to go drop off my own ballot in a drop box or at the post office or city hall. I'm going to go to a left-wing organization deeply embedded in the inner city and give them my ballot so they can hire mules in the middle of the night to go deliver those votes. I mean, that's just preposterous.
Dinesh D'Souza is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. The movie in theaters right now, 400 screens this weekend. And Dinesh, my understanding is the way this works, I mean, if you do well this weekend, we could be on, what, 800 theaters by the next weekend.
Well, theaters have had a very rough time the last couple of years. They're really looking for good product. And quite frankly, documentaries normally, it's very difficult to get people to go to the theater to see a documentary, except this one. Why? Because this is a topic that's been haunting the American mind for 2 years. And we are showing video that has never been seen before. It's official surveillance video. So the explosive content of the film is why I think really everyone should see it and make up their own mind.
I love it. And again, folks, you can go to 2000mules.com. That's 2000mules.com. And you'll be able to find out where the movie is playing in your neighborhoods. Grab some popcorn and some milk duds and settle in for a great night of theater.
Absolutely. I mean, this movie was made for the theater. It's kind of a whodunit. And so I was disappointed that you know, when I thought people can only see it on their computer or even their TV, the theatrical experience is totally unique.
All right, Dinesh, congratulations again. Well done. And let's pack out those theaters this weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, 2000mules.com, everybody. Our good friend Dinesh D'Souza, are you going to see the movie? And if so, are you bringing somebody along with you? This, we need to pack out every single one of these showings over the weekend. And you need to bring along some of your fellow Republicans. And especially if you know people in Republican leadership, bring them along. Let them see it as well. Even spring for their popcorn. Yeah, I know it's $30 for a bucket of popcorn, but you know what? It's the that's not even inflation. That's just normal. But come on out to the theater and have a great time. Be informed. That's what this is all about. You got to get yourself informed, and Dinesh has done a terrific job of that. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I got to tell you, folks, America facing big challenges, soaring inflation, alarming crime rates, and that's why I am proud to be a member of the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is America's only conservative 50-plus organization, and they're fighting every single day on Capitol Hill for you and me. And I want you to join AMAC with me, just $16 a year. And, folks, you're going to get some incredible discounts on travel, cell phones, restaurants, all while fighting to preserve America and the causes that we care about. So go to amac.us/starns. That's amac.us/starns. And you're going to be able to join 2.3 million Americans who share our values. That's amac.us/starns.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
My name is Joanne. This is my father.
I know what's happening with my body. I won't be able to take care of myself.
When the time comes to get more support for your parents, CARE can help you find qualified caregivers nearby.
What would help me is if there could be somebody there that could check in on you.
I realize I have to do it.
The best decisions are made with CARE. Find help for your mom or dad at care.com.
All right, folks, we got to wrap up the show on a positive note. We always do, but this is a great story coming right out of Memphis, Tennessee, St. Jude Children's Hospital. Man, they do some incredible work, and it's such a blessing to meet moms and dads that are coming to town. And Memphis, they do a super job taking care of these families as their kids are, you know, being treated by these heroic doctors and miracle workers over at St. Jude. Anyway, Calvin Corbett is a 13-year-old. You might have seen him on Fox and Friends. Calvin has been dealing with radiation treatment for, 18 months? He's a big monster truck fan. And so the monster truck guys were going to give him a toy version of the monster truck. But here's what happened in real time.
Barry, you've got an announcement regarding the little truck that we have on the set that is about 3 inches, right?
Yeah, so that truck is really awesome. It's small, and here at Monster Jam, we really like to do things big, you know, on a grand scale. So, Calvin, hold on to your seat, man, because we got something else coming for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Look over here.
Look at that, Calvin! It's your little truck, all grown up. It needs a muffler, but I'd like it. Yeah. Calvin, what do you think?
That's crazy. That's just awesome.
It is crazy.
And Calvin, you'll be there at the Monster Jam World Finals, right? You and your mom?
Okay, come on.
Yeah.
You want to go check it out? Go ahead. It looks like you're wireless. Go ahead and take a look.
Tiffany, did you know about this?
No, I didn't.
What
this
are you
is
thinking?
Awesome. It's huge. It is so amazing to see his artwork on like a big scale.
How great
it's
is
awesome.
That?
Well, y'all
yeah.
been through so
Sorry,
much.
I'm what emotional.
I know, you've been through so much.
This is so cool.
Absolutely.
Hey,
Kim. Awesome, buddy. Look
Barry,
at that.
Barry, how hard was name. This to do?
All right,
Barry,
let me jump in here. This is what a great story. So the little boy had designed this beautiful, really encouraging logo, and they were initially they put it on the toy trucks, and now this weekend at Monster Jam in Orlando, they're going to be debuting this huge monster truck that this young man. And they say, you know, through his entire cancer experience, you never knew the kid was sick because he was always in such a great mood and had such a positive outlook on life. And so we're just good for Chris and good for the folks at St. Jude and good for the folks at Monster Jam for bringing a smile to that little boy's face. Now, that's a pretty awesome thing. We're going to have the video up on our website, toddstearns.com, and I'd encourage you to check that out. Folks, we got a crazy, crazy primary week next, starting Monday. We're going to be doing our pre-primary day coverage. We're going to be bringing you some of the best top guest in all of the nation right here on the program. Hey, toddstearns.com is our landing page, so if you bookmark that, check that out, download the podcast and the newsletter. You folks, get out there, have a great Friday, and whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.